Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today on the show, Radical Ones, in the name of the moon, we have Sailor Moon herself. It's Terry Hawks, the iconic voice actress behind the 90s dub of Sailor Moon.
Moon, prism, power!
It's time to get radical.
Hello there.
It's showtime.
What is this, trick or treat?
Too late! Oh!
Did I do that?
Good morning, Charlie.
Sailor Moon, the champion.
Daddy would have gotten us Uzis.
The power is yours.
Get down, honey, get down.
And look, I won't go far, okay? If the apocalypse comes,
beat. Hold your fire! I'm a My human!
My name is Grace Jones.
Power 3 will set us free.
But I ain't one to gossip, so if anyone asks you, you ain't heard it from me. No, you have.
No more room in hell. The dead.
Just to introduce this amazing special guest, this is writer, actor, director Terry Hawks, the talented and lovely actress behind our beloved Serena in Deke's version of Sailor Moon. And our radical ones, our listeners, might know Terry from other retro topics such as Care Bears, which we love, General Hospital for soap fans, and the horror movie Prom Night 2, which we are covering in October, I believe.
Oh, really? Okay.
Just because of your involvement.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's wild. It's amazing how your past comes back to haunt you. So you're in New York, and where's David?
David lives out in Arizona with my parents, actually.
Nice. And where in Arizona?
Queen Creek.
I've been to Arizona 2 or 3 times, and it's such a great state. I especially like Sedona.
Oh, it's beautiful, Terry.
That area, right? With all the red rock and the,
beautiful. So calm and peaceful there as well. So,
yeah. Is that where you grew up?
No, actually, we all grew up in New York.
Okay.
And I'm the only one here still.
Your family moved out west, but you stayed put.
David, he actually adopted 4 children. And so I definitely want to get there eventually to be with everybody.
Beautiful. Well, please say hi to David. I'm sorry he's ill today. And good luck with those kids. That's an amazing story. That's a beautiful story. Sounds like your family has really come together and they're supporting a lot of people. Yeah.
It's truly a blessing. He definitely was sad to miss this. He said, please send my love and thank her again for coming.
Very nice. Well, maybe we can meet another time.
Oh, we would love that. First off, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I know you are traveling the world, I feel like, doing conventions all the time. Just the fact that you would do this means the world to me.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me, really.
Thank you so much. Speaking about the conventions, Terry, and I truly hope to be able to meet you at one of them whenever you do come back to the States, maybe Arizona, maybe New York.
Maybe. Oh. I'm coming to New Jersey this year sometime. I forget when exactly. But anyway, yes, that would be nice to meet you face to face.
I would take the trip to New Jersey for sure to meet you, Terry. That's exciting. I'll keep an eye out for that.
Okay, great.
But how has the journey been meeting Sailor Moon fans over the course of the years you've been doing this? I mean, I feel like I've been watching your interviews for years.
Well, you know, it's a privilege, first of all, meeting people face to face or on Zoom or through other mediums to talk about work that you've been invested in that you hope resonates with people. And I have found that with Sailor Moon in particular, it has borne many meaningful conversations with people over the years. And I actually didn't used to do quite as many anime conventions. I was busy doing other projects and raising a couple of kids and caring for a couple of parents as they were older and not so well. But now I kind of have a little more time. And so I've really just this past year started accepting more invitations again in the States.
Yes.
And I'm kind of surprised by how relevant Sailor Moon still is and how many people are still very interested in it. And so it really prompts me to think about why that might be. And I think there are a few reasons. Shall I go on? Or do you-
oh, I would love to hear what you think.
Okay, well, I think part of it is just the show itself.
Yes.
That it is considered by many to be the gateway to anime, which, of course, we didn't know at the time, but has become more apparent as the years go on. And alongside that is the structure of the show and the characters of the show, which are girls. So they're girl superheroines. And that was not the norm. I still think there were probably a few more male superheroes than superheroines. But certainly at the time in the 90s when we were recording this, that was kind of groundbreaking. And I think that still resonates today. I mean, obviously, gender is something that is very complex and can be looked at from so many different angles. And there are, you know, graduate degrees in gender and, but it's a compelling conversation. And I think, and the fact that there is this group of Sailor Scouts, these girls who are imperfect schoolgirls and sort of navigating crushes and tardiness and
rustiness,
you know, all that kind of stuff. They were imperfect by day, and yet they mustered courage and strength, especially when they came together as a team, and then they would fight the Negaverse and create miracles, essentially. And I think it's a beautiful metaphor for the power of community, the power of friendship. Some of the stories tackle very meaningful themes like forgiveness. And I think it was a wonderful vehicle for not just little girls and not just little boys, but young adults, adolescents.
Yes.
Girls, boys, men, women, people who are binary. Just, it has touched so many people. I've heard so many meaningful stories along the way. So that's the second part of what I was going to say. So I think one of the reasons it still resonates
is
because of the beautiful stories. Naoki Takeuchi created this series, and then the rest of us were fortunate enough to be part of the team in sharing this this story. So that was really unique. And then having gone to a few anime conventions or talking to people outside of those venues, I have heard the most touching, meaningful stories that I'm just really honored to be the keeper of. And I can give you some broad strokes. I've heard from many people that they watched Sailor Moon as a child, maybe when they were 6 years old and their parents were going through a divorce or some other traumatic experience, and they would rush home after school or they'd get up at 6 a.m, which blows my mind.
Yes, the original time, so early.
To get up to watch a TV show before school. And yet they said it was something that helped them just kind of feel happy or grounded, even though they might not have had the vocabulary for that. Something that was very positive in their lives, and they still remember that today, years later. And then I've heard from some people who watched Sailor Moon as an adolescent or a young adult, and they've said things like the suggestion of a same-sex relationship in the version gave them the courage to come out as lesbian or gay or bisexual, or it gave them the courage to claim their sexual identity. And that's obviously very meaningful. And I've also heard from people who have struggled with their mental health, and they've shared some very personal stories about feeling suicidal, and say that Sailor Moon, along with other important resources, really helps them focus on some of the possibilities.
Beautiful. Life. Beautiful.
So, it's profound. So I just feel so honored to have engaged in those conversations so that people would share those very meaningful personal experiences with me. And I mean, that resonates, right? That's the
Yes.
Personal connections to artistic creations, be they theater, film, television, or visual arts, or music, or many, many art forms. When we as witnesses or audience members connect to the artists themselves or the messages that the artists have started to create, and sometimes it's their collective artists, obviously, in theater, film, television, that it's not just a solo creation, it's a group of people. And to have that connection from the creators, the participants, to the audience, is so powerful. It's really, I think it's sacred, actually.
And I could say just from my own story, and I was definitely not as, you know, living with such harsh conditions, but I was overweight. I was gay myself, overweight, and junior high school and through high school, Sailor Moon was my escapism. Like you said, it was the characters, but it was the performances of the amazing actors and actresses who brought these characters to life. That is why I feel like there's something special about that 90s version of Sailor Moon. There's a warmth about it. We cover the movies. We've covered now all three of them, the ones that we're thankful that you were able to do back in the day. And this show, we love to celebrate love, friendship, and the warm feelings that media gives us. And Sailor Moon is that warm hug for myself and so many people. So I just can imagine the warmth you get when you do meet fans.
Yeah, it's really special. And I so appreciate you mentioning, I mean, the wonderful actors. The Deke version was recorded in Canada.
Yes.
And Tracy Moore was the original Sailor Moon for a few episodes, and then she left due to creative differences with the producers. But then when I was lucky enough to join the Sailor Scouts, I realized we had some of the top voice actors in Canada in this cast. There was Susan Roman, Stephanie Morgenstern, Katie Griffin, Karen Bernstein, and we were the Sailor Scouts. Oh. And then there was Ron Rubin and Joe Frappier as Luna and Artemis, and Toby Proctor, and more. Like, just a who's who of Canadian voice artists. And I look back and think, and there's so many more. Like, if you look it up on the internet, I'd almost forgotten.
Oh, the amount of guest voices.
Yeah. And it's just a real list of talented artists. And also, they were just really great human beings. And then Linda Ballantyne came in later when I chose to go in bed rest for my pregnancy, as was recommended by my doctor. So I was really glad that Linda could step in and enjoy the experience as well. So, and oh, I didn't even mention, like, the directors, like Roland Parliament, who directed so many episodes, and then John Stalker came in and helped primarily when Linda was doing the rest of the shows. And then Nicole Twell, the producer, and Saul, the engineer. Such a team, such an incredible team of professionals. It was really such a gift.
And I really do think that talent, because you could look back to so many shows again, and they're not remembered for whatever reason, but the talent, yes, the voices, I could hear you in my head now, you know, the childhood memories that last. I'm 40 years old now, and I love the Deke version of Sailor Moon more than I ever have. And again, thank you. Thank you. That talent and the love behind the scenes from everyone involved, truly.
Thanks for the opportunity to think about it and talk about it and remind myself. Yeah, I'm really grateful. I was very lucky to be in the right place at the right time.
And I remember when you were having your twins at the time, right? Because I remember you dubbed the movies. There was a website, Save Our Sailors, I feel like, back in the day. And they had this thing that Terry was going to be, you know, on bed rest and she's having twins. But we were so thankful again to have those last performances in those movies.
Yeah, thank you. I was really happy to be able to participate, for sure. And this actually, you know, you mentioned the anime conventions. Because I left, you know, obviously for the best reason in my mind, but I still missed everybody, and I kind of felt like, oh, it would have been nice to kind of tie it up with a bow, and I didn't have that. But all of a sudden, I have these opportunities to visit with people at the anime conventions or to talk to you today. And this is kind of like a really nice tying it up with the bow for me. It's a beautiful sort of return to that very special time and project, and I'm really enjoying this, so thank you for having me.
Oh, beyond. Honestly, again, when we started this, I never imagined this would ever happen. We did the movies, we've done the series so many times, and I just have to say, we covered the last movie, it was the third one, and I feel like that was the last performance. I don't know, whatever it was in recording order, but you gave so much as the character of Serena in that. We had the laughing, the joy, but I personally loved when you hit those emotional notes as Serena and Rini was kidnapped or Darian Tuxedo Mask was injured. And while I loved Serena's bubbly personalities, when you hit that warm, that caring Sailor Moon voice, it's beyond.
Give him back! Sailor Moon! Oh! Give him back! Oh! Tuxedo! Tuxedo!
Thank you. Yeah, I think you touch on a really interesting point. I mean, I think one of the reasons that the character of Sailor Moon, well, maybe is iconic or is memorable. Let's just say that. Maybe iconic is a little too big, but
I feel like iconic. I mean, how many years now are we?
Okay. Thank you, Nanko Takeuchi. But that's true that the writers took her on an emotional journey. I mean, it was quite a roller coaster. There were highs and lows and everything in between. And then you hope as an actor that you can contribute to that and kind of put your own mark on it. And so it's a challenge and it's a privilege and it's fun too, right? Everybody has their own sort of their own little twist on things. So yeah, it was a great role to be able to play.
There was a story, and if you would like to share it, but there was a story about a little girl named Janelle, I want to say. This is a story I feel like that has touched me for over the years of hearing it again on these appearances. A little girl that was sick and Sailor Moon and your relationship. If you wouldn't mind, I don't want to tell it for you, but
I don't mind, Ryan. You shared a little story with me, so I'll share a story with you. Yeah, so we were recording in Toronto, and I'm from Calgary, Alberta, Western Canada, originally. Yes. That's where I grew up. And a cousin of mine called me, my cousin Marcia called me, and said, Terry, I have this young friend, and she loves Sailor Moon. She's 6 years old. Her name is Janelle, and she would really like to talk to you on the phone. Would you consider talking to her? And I said, of course I will. So I called Janelle and her mother, Tanis, and we talked on the phone, and I thought it was interesting because at the age of 6, and she was so bright, just really a sharp cookie. I thought maybe she'd have sort of difficulty figuring out that I'm the actor behind the voice. And yeah. So when I occasionally made calls like this, I kind of talked like the character first of all, and then I kind of explained that I'm Terry and I talked in my Terry voice. Anyway, so I did that with Janelle, and it was so much fun. I had such a good conversation with her, and she got off the phone and her mom got off the phone and we had a little chat, and then Janelle got back on the phone. She said, you know, I have tears, she said, and my mommy said that those are happy tears. And I was so touched by her. And her family told me it had been really meaningful to her. Well, cut to, I can't remember how much later, but let's say a couple months later or a few months later, we had the opportunity to have Janelle join us in Toronto.
Oh, how beautiful.
Recording session. Yeah, it was great. So she and her mom came and stayed with us. She was well enough to travel. They took some precautions and she came to a recording session, and she was a star. She's such a bright light. She contributed so much to the world during her lifetime. She was a spokesperson, I believe, for the Alberta Children's Hospital. She was very articulate. She lived until her early teens, and then passed away. But I had a friendship with her during those years, and we kept in touch, and I saw her and her family in Calgary, and we're not so in touch anymore. We've just kind of lost touch, but they were an inspirational family, and I'm really grateful to have had that friendship with Janelle. She was just inspiring.
Just again, it's a testament of not only the character, but you, Terry. That is such a beautiful thing to be able to share that with somebody who would appreciate it so much. That's a beautiful story. Thank you for telling that, because I've heard parts of it over the years, and to me, it just shows the beauty of the show, but your heart as well.
Thank you. I think you might be giving me a little too much credit. I just love Janelle. She was such a pleasure to be around. Her family was amazing. And, you know, sometimes you're just given these like opportunities to share, and why wouldn't you? It was great. She enhanced our lives, and I hope that we touched her in some way. So,
and I'm sure her family too, you touched as well, because that's a beautiful story. Beautiful story.
They're amazing. They were an amazing team. I'm sure they still are. But yeah, she was a big part of a really strong family unit. So yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Terry. Okay, here's just a quick fun one. We know Serena, of course, loves to eat. Do you happen to have a favorite snack?
I can tell you this, that when we recorded the Serena scenes, I often brought food into the recording booth, much to the chagrin of the engineer and I'm sure the cleaning staff at the end of the night. But I, as an actor, I try to recreate the circumstances around me as truthfully as possible. So,
yes,
you know, when Sailor Moon is jumping and fighting and soaring through the universe and that kind of thing, I would usually be very physical and would be on my feet and trying to get my diaphragm working in a way like it might be when I'm running or jumping and that kind of thing. And so when Serena is kind of snacking on food in the kitchen, I thought, well, let's make that as realistic as possible. So I would bring in like nuts and crackers and stuff that might make a little bit of a sound, right? And I'm sure I left cracker crumbs all over the place at the end of this session, but those are the ones that I use most of all, the things that would make a bit of a sound. So, you know, not a mushy sandwich, but just something crunchy. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Just adds another layer to your performance. Okay, so I've always wondered this. As the series went on, were you given any knowledge of upcoming storylines? Like, particularly, I'm thinking Rini coming as Serena's daughter from the future. Were you just like, who is this character?
No, we didn't have advance notice. So remember that it was recorded in Japanese, first of all.
Yes.
So we dubbed it into English. And for that to happen, there's a laborious process with translators, number one, translating it, and then someone who understands the technical elements required in,
yes,
and matching the, you know, the time that one might guess is needed to say a certain line with the characters on the screen. And then, of course, it's up to the actors to try to interpret that line at the bottom on what, yes, was called a rhythmoband and try to match the consonants and the vowels to the characters on the screen. So there are a lot of steps before we know what the storyline is.
Yes.
So no, to the best of my recollection, we didn't have advance warning. But there's something beautiful about that, because then you're in the present. You're the character in the present. It's like in real life, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So
that's right.
There's something quite wonderful about that.
And it must help with acting as too, like you're saying, it's almost like, oh, this is a shock. This is definitely a shock.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You're surprised for real.
So Terry, I don't want to hold you anymore, but I was wondering I don't want to strain your voice, but if you wouldn't mind saying just something to our radical ones, our listeners, in Serena's voice, Sailor Moon, as best you could without straining yourself. I don't want you to have to scream anything, but...
So you know what I'll say? Partly because, you know, your brother's fighting the flu right now, and all of us are, I think, facing situations in the world where there's healing required. There's a lot going on in the world right now. So for you, Ryan, for David, for all of your followers, I would say Moon Healing Activation!
Thank you so much, Terry. Thank you so much. Goosebumps, goosebumps, truly. I just want to tell you that one of the biggest joys was being able to tell my parents today, guess what, Mom and Dad? I'm getting to talk to the voice of Sailor Moon, Terry Hawks, that I played continuously and probably annoyed you over and over and over again. But it's the biggest joy. So thank you so much for giving us the time and coming on this humble show. It's beyond, and this has meant so much to me. So thank you.
Ryan, you're so welcome. And will you please say hi to those parents who indulged you all those years, and to your nieces and nephews and your family. And I send you all, and you, good wishes for the year ahead. Stay safe and healthy.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
A pleasure. Take care.
Thank you, Terry. Bye-bye.
The one named Sailor Moon. She is the one. Sailor Moon! Comic Book Club News gives you the comic book news you need to know first thing in the morning every weekday in the form of digestible 3 to 5 minute long podcasts. Comic Book Club News recaps breaking news stories from Marvel, DC Comics, and beyond, Monday through Friday. New episodes drop 6 a.m. ET in the Comic Book Club News feed, so they're ready for you when you're ready for the day. Comic Book Club News. You hear it second or third, possibly fourth.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.